I'm going to read the first seven verses of Psalm 95. It's on page 520 of your Old Testament, the Old Testament portion of your Bibles. It's also be on the screen. I invite you, to follow along if you would like to as I read this psalm of praise. It's a call to worship and obedience. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As Carol de France mentioned last Sunday, today we begin a four-week journey of stewardship entitled Changing Lives Through Our Stewardship. During these Sundays, as is reflected in your bulletin insert, you will hear us talk about three areas of church life, areas around which our budget is developed. And these three areas are worship, our focus this morning, service, our focus next Sunday, and nurture and fellowship, our focus on November 6th. And then the following Sunday, the 13th of November, will be Pledge Dedication Sunday, at which time we will dedicate our pledges to Christ through the work of this congregation for the year 2017. Our stated purpose, as is printed on the front of our bulletins each Sunday, is to help all people build life-transforming relationships with God and each other. Life-transforming. Lives to change lives. Lives are changed, impacted, affected through the ministry of this congregation. Lives are changed through worship. The 95th Psalm serves as the introduction to a series of psalms devoted to the theme of worship and praise. Psalm 95 turns our attention toward God, kind of as a call to worship. It has long been regarded as an invitation to worship, serving as a vital part of liturgies from ancient times. Psalm 95, 2 points. Psalm 95 tells us that we are to enter into God's presence with thanksgiving. In fact, it could almost be said that thanksgiving is a prerequisite for entering into God's presence. Kind of like if you want to experience the presence of God, the posture you must assume initially is one of gratitude, thanksgiving. Not in some namby-pamby Pollyannish way which ignores the realities of life, but one based in the deep and abiding understanding that life itself is a gift, that all we have and that all we are is a gift from the hands of a loving Creator. And further, for those of us who call ourselves Christians, thanksgiving for the life, the gift of the life in Jesus Christ. So we enter into God's presence with thanksgiving. But you want to know another truth? When we enter into God's presence with thanksgiving, we please God. Think about that. We bring God joy. Rick Warren, well-known pastor of Saddleback Church in California and author of many books, including one you probably all know, The Purpose-Driven Life, you know, the one which begins with the admonishment, it's not about you, puts it this way. He remembers, my mother loved to cook for me. Even after marriage, when we would visit my parents, Mom prepared incredible home-cooked feasts. One of her great pleasures in life was watching us kids eat and enjoy what she prepared. The more we enjoyed eating it, the more enjoyment it gave her. But we also enjoyed pleasing Mom by expressing our enjoyment of her cooking. It worked both ways. As I would eat, I would rave about it and praise my mother. I intended not only to enjoy the food, but to please my mother as well. I was happy and she was happy. Worship works both ways too. We enjoy what God has done for us. We give thanks. And when we express that enjoyment to God, not only does it increase our joy, but it brings God joy. Warren concludes, the book of Psalms says, the righteous are glad and rejoice in God's presence. The righteous are glad and rejoice in God's presence. They are happy and shout for joy. Friends, if we want to experience the presence of God in worship, we enter with thanksgiving. And as we do so, we please God. The other element of worship this psalm invokes is that of reverence. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Why do we bow down? Why do we kneel? We bow down and kneel in recognition of the great mystery that is God, a mystery both intoxicating and dangerous. Indeed, we take great risk when we trifle with the mystery that is God, when we don't acknowledge it. It's kind of like what Richard Rohr says, Jesus is never upset at sinners. He is only upset with people who do not think they are sinners. In our context, God doesn't take kindly to those who don't take seriously the power of His mystery. Agnes Norfleet notes, Amos Wilder puts it in a poem, going to church is like approaching an open volcano where the world is molten and hearts are sifted. The altar is like a third rail that spatters sparks. The sanctuary is like the chamber next to the atomic oven. There are invisible rays, and you leave your watch outside. In worship, if in no other place, we are called to experience this transcendent mystery, this unbelievable power capable of transforming the confusing, painful, terrifying stuff of our lives and of our world into hope, freedom, and peace. Friends, when we gather in worship, we are formed as the people of God and transformed to live as committed followers of Jesus. As our video so ably expresses, we do not leave worship, a worship service, exactly the same as when we entered. The prayers, preaching, and music all have power to change us. This transformation happens not because of us who lead worship, but because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Not even the preacher or the organist or the worship leader knows exactly how the congregation will be moved. The Holy Spirit guides us and is always changing us by leading us into new ways of thinking and behaving. Friends, God is changing lives through worship. One way God changes us is to compel us to move out in service, to alleviate human need. Our topic for next Sunday. In worship, we give witness to the transformation God brings about in people's lives. So let us enter into God's presence with thanksgiving. And let us never presume to trifle with God's mystery, but be reverent and kneel before God. As we do so, so we become a transformed people of God. Praise be to God that it is so. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for the great mystery that is you. We thank you that you remind us that it is, if we want to experience your presence, we enter into it with thanksgiving, that a prerequisite for entertaining your presence is thanksgiving. And may we always be reverent. May we remember this is holy and sacred ground upon which we are treading, now and always. Amen.